Уважаемый господин председатель,
Distinguished Chair, we'd like to congratulate you on your election to this very important post, and we are convinced that under your able leadership, we will be able to resolve the tasks in front of us. We'd like to reaffirm that you can count on the support and cooperation of the delegation of the Russian Federation in your work. The Russian Federation prepared an updated version of working paper related to the proposal on the creation of the Scientific Advisory Committee. The modifications in comparison to a similar working document from 2015 are more of an editorial nature. Nevertheless, I would like to briefly recall the main elements of our proposal. The Scientific Advisory Committee that is being created is called upon to provide states parties special consultative assistance in the area of science and technology that has relevance to the convention. The committee will be carrying out the following tasks: carrying out an assessment of achievements of science and technology related to the convention, provide information to states parties about these developments, and also to provide states parties of specialized recommendations. We believe the committee should include 20 members that will be appointed by regional groups of states parties to the convention, with a view of ensuring the necessary conditions for the preparation and adoption of a report with analysis and recommendations to states parties. The members of the committee or the temporary working groups can only be citizens of states parties. They participate in their own personal capacity as independent experts. The selection of these individuals should be carried out on the basis of their qualifications and experience, and taking into account their academic research, professional work, and the various publications, and also accomplishments and international experience. We're proposing that these members of the committee work in that capacity for 5 years. And it is also foreseen that the committee will be appointing, on the basis of consensus, a chairman of the committee and a deputy chair through annual elections from members. The provisional agenda of each meeting of the committee should be prepared by the chair of the committee. The committee adopts the agenda for each meeting on the basis of the provisional agenda that is to be submitted by the chairperson. States parties can, in all of this, include in the agenda of the committee any agenda item that they wish to discuss in the committee. States parties can also create temporary working groups of scientific experts to provide recommendations on specific scientific and technological issues relevant to the convention. The ISU should provide relevant administrative and technical support in order to prepare, carry out the activities of the committee and the temporary working groups. The committee should meet at least once a year in order to provide the states parties a report of its activities. All such reports should be adopted on the basis of consensus. The same applies to the proposals and recommendations that would be made. Now, if there is no consensus related to the conclusions and recommendations in any part of those, if necessary, the views of the minority should be also reflected in the report. The official working languages of the committee will be English, Arabic, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, and French. The working language of the committee is the English language, and Interpretation would be provided by the ISU. The Russian Federation is open to all constructive proposals by other states parties in order to improve this initiative, and we are ready to further work on its consideration to prepare it for a review conference to achieve a mutually acceptable decision on the modalities of the work of this committee. As a first step, we are looking forward to the adoption during the meeting of states parties in the November meeting of the idea on the need to create within the BWC this scientific, the creation of the scientific advisory committee, and we'll be ready to answer any of your questions. Thank you.